This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're here. We're queer.
We're not going skiing.
Right.
We're here. We're queer.
We're not going skiing.
That's
we're
right.
here. We're queer. We're not going skiing.
Yes.
We're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it. We're here.
We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it.
Don and Mike Show.
Ah, gays.
Tiptoes through the window.
Gay.
Isn't that a queer thing, huh?
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Homophobia's got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Homophobia's got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Homophobia's got to go! Hey, hey!
Ho, ho!
God damn it.
Yes.
The Don and Mike Show.
I may be a bitch, but I'll never be a butch.
Oh, we're only getting into the just the early parts of the Gay Pride Parade with Matt the Pollock and Cheryl the Big Dyke.
We are just in the get-go stages.
There are so many great cuts here.
Yeah.
I promise we'll pick this up tomorrow because, as I mentioned, we have Simon Cowell coming up in a second.
Right.
And then off to the Buzz News Hour.
So many great cuts and so many great butts.
Let's see. We're up to the Three Musketeers of Gays. This was taped June 9th here in D.C. this last weekend. Cheryl the Big Dyke and our intern, Matt the Pollock.
Very good.
All right, guys.
Hey, guys. Matt the Pollock and Cheryl the Big Dyke from the Don and Mike Show. You guys mind being on CBS Radio?
No, that's awesome.
Tell us how gay you are.
Well, he's very gay. He's semi-gay, and I'm just not gay.
Just not gay?
Not really.
He's
nobody spots me in the group. They're like, oh, that's a straight one. I'm like, it's like the Three Musketeer of gays.
Right. He's lost about a few pounds. Yeah. Looking sexy.
You know
it is sexy, isn't it?
Now, see, there's your example that Cheryl could definitely go to the other team.
I think so.
You know, when she's talking about guys like that, I've always thought, and you've always believed in your heart.
She has always, well, I've always lived under the fantasy that if I ever offered it,
She'd take it.
She'd want to ride on a baloney pony.
I believe you. Mm-hmm. I think she would. Think absolutely. Right. She just seems to be.
I think she'd screw you, too.
I think she would. I think she's got a good, healthy appreciation for both teams.
I think she'd bone Buzz.
I'd never come out alive.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she'd bone Robbie?
I don't.
I'm afraid not.
No. You look at him,
no.
Look at him sitting in the corner.
I'm afraid no. Maybe it's the shirt he's wearing today. It's just toned down. He's a toned down Rob. If Rob was wearing his flamboyant Hawaiian shirt.
One of his gay Hawaiian shirts.
One of his gay Hawaiian shirts, you know. Yeah. But today he's just a very, very conservative Rob.
You should ask her. I think she'd say yes.
What's she might choose you first.
That's true. She always said I'd make a great lesbian.
And you could share the harness.
No, he
if it wasn't lost in the fire.
Fire.
Hey, we were not going to talk about
that's
that.
That's right.
Remember?
I'm sorry.
Nothing
My
funny
mistake.
About that.
Do you have a large
That's
humongous.
Oh, did she just ask him about his penis?
She did.
Oh, hold on.
She's such a dirty birdie.
Back that up a little bit, though. She's asking some guy about his thing.
Yeah, it is sexy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, that's a gay laugh.
It's humongous. Oh! How do you know? I don't know.
I take it he's the pitcher, you're the catcher?
Oh, that was real stereotypical.
Whoa.
Come on.
Matt the Pole, methinks the lad is getting a little excited.
He had some enthusiasm in his voice there, didn't he?
Does that mean he's the catcher?
He's offending them.
You know he takes it from me all night long.
He's all versatile.
He didn't say no. He said that was very stereotypical. But
it's true.
Boy, I'm just picturing in a second tongues intertwine and everybody's just like a bunch of baby snakes.
What is the most accurate and the least accurate stereotypes about gay people?
Oh. Does he not sound like he's on the field at a Super Bowl going, Coach Dungy, you're down 14 and a half. What do you think?
Good questions, you little Jim Rome wannabe.
Oh, yeah, I stuck a real question in there.
No, it's not Where'd fun.
I love shopping. That's true.
I don't know that all gay guys like to dress up in drag, but come Halloween, we all do anyways.
I thought that was a chick.
I did too. It's a man, baby.
Let us prove that point.
Okay.
What is the gayest thing you guys have seen today?
God, the whole damn parade.
Yeah, Jesus, that was.
Man, totally have you watched it?
No,
it was very gay.
The gay priests.
Oh,
the Episcopal.
That was awesome. Yeah, that was really
awesome.
Cool.
the gay priest and they're going, that was awful.
Awesome.
That was awful.
Having a fantastic time.
Fabulous.
I like, what celebrities do you think might be gay?
What about celebrities I want to be gay?
That works too.
Oh God, all of them are beautiful.
I've heard rumor that Vin Diesel is gay.
Oh, I think that's
from an almost pretty reliable source.
An almost pretty reliable source. So you got my vote.
Okay.
He could have been on that leather.
I believe Matt is joining the team. I'm just firmly believing that Matt wants to play.
It's hard now to pick Matt's voice out from the other.
It is.
An overtly gay man.
He's gone from his standard tongue-in-cheek, so to speak, interview questions to plenty of ad-libs to downright interaction.
Doesn't he look different today?
He does.
Tongue-in-cheek, tongue-in-butt.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Yes, there you go.
Is there a leader for the gay movement? And if so, who?
No, everybody kind of sucks. I mean,
is that a gay joke?
No, but it could be. How about the gay laughter?
Listen to Matt. Listen to Matt taking charge. Taking control.
Tee-hee.
Wow. I think they like him.
They don't suck in the right way. No, I mean, you had the Hillary campaign rock by, and I'm not quite sure why gays like Hillary. She's never said that she was for gay rights or equal rights whatsoever. She avoids the question like the plague. So...
No, I don't think there is. Meanwhile, Matt's just staring at this guy's crotch while he's talking about Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
A strong gay leader out there right now leading the movement.
You know.
If the new Surgeon General were to develop a pill that would cure gayness, would you take it?
No.
Hell no.
Has anybody seen X-Men 3? Like, honestly.
What if it was a suppository?
Well, then maybe. If there were... if there is an antidote to the antidote.
The Oasis antidote is gay.
Any advice for straight people?
We're not going to hurt you. It's okay.
I like the music
Thanks
in the background.
Thanks for letting us talk. That was pretty sweet.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Any advice for straight people? We're not going to hurt you.
We don't bite.
Just don't get your gay cooties all over everything.
We don't bite. Don't hurt me.
All right. This one says, a nice old queen.
Oh, all right. Very good.
I'm at the poll from the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to be on CBS Radio?
This, again, is at the Gay Pride Parade in D.C. on Saturday.
Love it.
Excellent. Is this your first Gay Pride Parade?
Not hardly.
That's a big fag. He's been to every one of them.
I've been gay too long. This isn't my first anything.
How gay are you?
How gay am I? On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm like, 70.
What is the gayest thing you've seen today?
The gayest thing I've seen today is all the men here who have no desire to sleep with me.
Pitcher or catcher?
I am a pitcher, but it's been so long that I'm willing to do anything at this point.
What celebrities do you think might be gay?
Just the typical ones, Richard Gere and... You know, George Bush. You know, just the people everybody talks about.
What is the least accurate and most accurate stereotype about gay people?
The most accurate stereotype is that they have wonderful taste, except for me. And the least accurate stereotype is that they're very free with their sexuality. Because if that was the case, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
If the new Surgeon General were to develop a pill that would cure gayness, would you take it?
That's a dumb question, Matt. You can ask some gay guy who's out on the street wearing a Carmen Miranda banana hat if he wants to take a pill so he's not gay.
Why do I think Matt, the morning of the Gay Pride Parade, came up to Cheryl and said, listen, Cheryl, here's the deal. Don and Mike specifically said they wanted me to do most of the talking. You know, stay out of this.
Normally, Cheryl
does the coverage.
Cheryl has got what I like to call Rob Spiewak disease.
Yeah, well, and Cheryl is also in the life, and it actually, you know, I'd be curious to see if Cheryl gets to talk or whether Matt has gagged her today.
Normally, she talks so much.
She does. She has diarrhea of the mouth.
She's like Rob. She's never met a microphone that she doesn't just want to put all the way in her mouth.
Just like.
Just deep throw that microphone.
Go for it.
I'd buy them all up and destroy them. I mean, I'd see, could we reverse it and make everybody gay?
What if it was a suppository?
That That's not fun. Pills are too small.
Oh. Oh, dear.
God, queens are funny, aren't they?
Dear me.
They're just great.
Do you have any advice for straight people?
Remember that nobody chooses their sexuality. You didn't choose yours. We didn't choose ours. But we love it.
We love it.
That's an old queen. That's what it says on the tape.
All right. The next one says, what the hell is a suppository?
All right, is this your first gay pride parade?
Yes.
Right, are you gay?
Yeah.
How gay are you?
I wouldn't say gay. I'm not like super gay, but I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud to be a lesbian. Yes, I am.
What's the gayest thing you've seen today?
The gayest thing I've said today?
Seen.
A lot of drag queens, trannies, and no shirts on, a lot of big breasts. And they, you know, just the gayest thing. Oh, cowboys, cowboy dance. Yeah, that was pretty gay. Dance. Yeah, that was pretty gay, but it was sexy. That was what they had.
What can you tell me about scissoring?
Scissoring?
It's okay.
I don't know.
He's just throwing that one in now about scissoring.
Scissoring.
Sure do know an awful lot about the life, Matt.
Boy, Matt seems very enthusiastic. He doesn't have a girlfriend. We asked that.
Isn't that right, Blue Boy? It's your new nickname now.
Bluebee. Blue Boy. Blue Boy.
Blue Boy.
Absolutely.
If the new Surgeon General came out with a pill that cured gayness, would you take it?
Hell no.
What if it was a suppository?
What the hell is a suppository? English? No.
Any advice for straight people?
We the same as you. I mean, don't play because I'll still knock you out. I don't care if you gay or straight. I'm saying.
See, gay people can be just as annoying as straight people.
Amen. Right? And you can't tell about the suppositories unless you've seen your ministration.
Let's hear one more.
All right.
This one simply says, Matt having the time of his life.
Oh, good. Very good. I can't wait.
Then tomorrow we'll get to hear glittering queer, man in pigtails, 80-year-old gay man.
Oh, wow. Hello.
Sex with the gym teacher, Matt still having a blast.
Matt having fun.
Cougar lesbians, a message for Donna Mike from a gay man.
Oh, good.
A drag queen in a Secret Service outfit.
Wow.
Anyway, we'll check this out today. We'll leave you today with Matt laughing, having the time of his gay life.
Very good.
Okay. Coming up is the Lesbian and Gay Big Apple Corps marching band from New York.
They're so rainbowy, and the way they sashay. Look at them sashaying with their flags. You almost want to call them flaggots.
I like that.
Now, where's his laugh? Is his laugh
after
right?
Flaggots?
Oh, after flaggots. Okay. Hold on.
Okay. Coming up is the Lesbian and Gay Big Apple Corps.
All right, so we should not laugh at Cheryl's joke so we can hear Matt's gay laugh.
Very good.
They're so rainbowy. And the way they sashay. Look at them sashaying with their flags. You almost want to call them flaggots.
He's just I wonder if he had any funnel cakes. I wonder if he had any of Cheryl's funnel cakes.
You order a funnel cake at Gay Pride, you don't get something fried.
Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go.
Okay, stop it. Stop it, gays.
They're very, very angry.
Stop it. I promise we'll come back to this tomorrow.
Oh, good.
We'll devote lots of gay time tomorrow's show. Man in pigtails, Frenchie, three flamers, proud to be catching. Sex with a gym teacher.
Excellent.
All of this on the list of stuff for tomorrow.
And then perhaps tomorrow also a little more questions for Matt.
The Inquisition, Mike.
For Blue Boy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which is his new name.
The great Simon Cowell. When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.